On downtown Amherst, come on up. You got Monday Night Football, Seattle and San Francisco. It's going to kick off at about 8 o'clock. Stop on up for that. Brew Kettle with great helper out there. Z.
Yeah, you got to turn this around.
There you go.
There you go.
With you got great food specials here at the Brew Kettle. Stop on out. I had the flat iron steak beforehand. Outstanding. I know Z-Man was happy with his meatloaf.
Oh, was I? Three large pieces grilled. It's a pork beef combination, and it's a sweet little barbecue sauce they provide. They just dribble enough on it to give it flavor. Best meatloaf in Lorain County.
Speaking of dribbling, it's time to bring talk
like
dribbling and basketball. Right, yeah. Here's Coach Shields with the Oberlin Lady Phoenix. And, Coach, thanks for coming up. And tell us about Oberlin and the expectations for this season.
Yeah, so this season we're, again, one of the smallest schools in the county. So it's always a fight for numbers. But this year we're going to have about 10 or 11 girls, a younger team. We have one senior, Victoria Jackson, returning. Started for us for the past 2 years, 3 years for her career. And we got one freshman coming in, Sanaya Wilborn. She's going to be a big help. She's definitely a strong forward for us coming in. And then we have other two returners, juniors, Casey Amato and Markyla Holloway, point guards for us. So they're coming back, and it should be a good season. We're going to be very quick, looking to push the pace.
And let me correct myself. I made a mistake when I introduced you. And I apologize because I'm looking at my list here of the girls' basketball coaches. Then I'm looking at my list of what I did for the article that will come up in the Forecast magazine. It's Tiffany Dotson.
Yes, yes.
I noticed
you turned
big diamond on her hand when she sat down.
You turned off season. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I did get married.
So Coach Dotson in the Oberlin Lady Phoenix. And coming back for another year, how much does that help that you know the girls a little bit and they know you?
I think it definitely helps. I make it a point to get to know everyone on the team, not just through basketball, but outside of it as well. I think they appreciate that, and it puts us on a different level for them to understand where I'm coming from, where I came from, and just implementing everything that we've been working on in the off season and right now during season. So it helps everyone stay on the same page.
Is it still going to be a challenge to try to get four quarters of consistent play? Not just a quarter here, a quarter there, a good half, and then all of a sudden everybody disappears in the third, then they'll show up for the first 2 minutes of the fourth. That consistency, is that something you'll be working on trying to get four full quarters out of the girls?
Yes, definitely. It's for the first couple years that I've been there, it has been very apparent that we're still trying to put those four quarters together. We can't take a quarter off. Like we have seen in the past. So just putting those four quarters together, and if we took a better approach coming into the season than past seasons, working with the girls a lot more, getting their conditioning up even more. So I definitely think that it's going to be a positive this season, putting more quarters together.
With such a small program numbers-wise and being one of the smaller schools in the county, is it hard to get the girls to play summer basketball? And as far as summer ball goes, did you have some girls over the summer put in some time, and did they get better from the experience?
Yes. So with, like you said, the small numbers, we have a lot of girls, they play two or three sports. So we have summer softball and other things that they do play. So it's just a matter of working with the girls, putting a schedule together that works for everyone, whether it being, you know, I'll take the morning shift for the girls, and another coach, one of my assistants, will take the afternoon shift. Just trying to get the girls in, like I said, keeping their conditioning up, keeping them in the gym, getting shots up, working on everything throughout the summer.
What do you think the expectations of your team are? Have you set some team goals? Do you let the girls do that? How do you go about that process?
Yes, we definitely set some team goals coming into every season. It's like I said before, we want everyone on the same page and having those same goals as a team. So just speaking with them, they write them down at the beginning of every season. We go over them individually, and then we go over their team goals as a group. And I think it's worked for us and helped them stay closer and better as a unit.
What do you think a strength might be of this year's team?
Definitely speed. we're not the tallest team this year, but we got a lot of guards that run track and things like that. So
that's a definitely good place to start. Yeah.
Yes, definitely a speedy team. And like I said, I think the off-season conditioning, preseason conditioning is going to help us with that too.
What's the longest bus ride you're going to make on your schedule this year? Do you know?
I think Plymouth. I want to say that's.
Yeah, that.
Do you like those long bus rides as a coach? Because you talked earlier about getting to know your players. I like that time on those road trips because that's where you do get to know the players, and you can also have skull sessions.
Right.
So then all they have to do is get off the bus and go home.
That's true. For me, I can tell you as a player, I didn't like it because no. I like to just get to the game and play. So they might like it because some of them like to nap. So
now do you buy them something to eat after the game?
Yeah.
Does coach get them something to eat?
If it's a long trip, then yes.
Coach, you mentioned the team strength would be speed. What are some things that you think your team needs to work on, or what have you seen early on in practice that you think we need to do a couple things better if we're going to have a good year?
Well, like I said, we're not going to be the tallest team this season, so I think using our strength, we definitely have strength. It's just a matter of having them control it, know when to use it, and the guards taking advantage if we're playing a smaller team. And if we're playing a larger team, you know, knowing when to box the girl out, you know, getting good position and things like that. So we're working on that. Playing against bigger teams, we're going to need to focus on that.
And even though the old Patriot Athletic Conference has been rebranded, rebundled,
yes.
And it's most of the same schools, if not all of them, how will the league be different now from what it was a year ago? Or do you foresee any differences at all?
There's a little bit of movement. I think that it's going to make for better competition for schools like us. Like I said, we're smaller, so it kind of it made that shift to where the conference isn't area-wise so spread out. So we see those teams that are closer to us and schools that are closer to our size as well. So I think it competition-wise, it's a good move for us.
Coach Dotson, we want to wish you the best of luck this year. We really appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for coming up. Hope you got something good to eat. And thanks for coming up to the Brew Kettle in Amherst. And best of luck to you and the Lady Phoenix this season.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.